Hello everyone, this is your host Maya and welcome to a new episode of Neighborhood Therapy. I know it's been forever since I actually uploaded something and I apologize, but let's say this is a new track. This is the first time I'm actually recording from my home country, from my teenage bedroom. I will do better. That's all I can say. So today's episode is follow your guts or trust your guts. So I had the subject of this episode in mind for a very long time. And most of my episodes or the idea of an episode comes from an experience that I had or situations that I've been in. And this one is no particular. So mainly why I want to record this because I used to doubt my guts a lot, which used to put me in a lot of situations where later on I would like, I wish just I trusted my instincts and I just followed my guts. I wouldn't have been in these situations in the first place. But we always ask ourselves, like, should we put so much trust in a feeling, an instinct that you can't most of the time explain? Or wouldn't it be better to just stick to logic and reason and facts to make better decisions? Because at least those you can actually explain. You have just a fact. You're not going to do this, or you're not going to meet this person because they've done this or done that. Or you wouldn't go this way because, I don't know, there is a sign or it's written or it was a rule or whatever the reason is. But it's reason. It's something that you cannot doubt. But I want to explain first, what is a gut feeling? I mean, for me, basically, it's mostly displays as or manifests as like a nagging feeling. You just feel like an unease. You know, there's like, you feel suspicious about someone or something out of the blue. And you're like, why the hell am I feeling this way? And sometimes, you know, when you, I don't know, you're meeting a group of friends and there is this new person that they just want to introduce and you'd be like, oh, I have a really weird feeling about this guy or this girl, and you cannot explain it. But later on you find out that, oh, you were right. That whatever that weird feeling was, its intention, or it told you to stay away from that person, and you find out later that you were right. You actually should have stayed away from that person, or your decision that you made when you stayed away from that person was correct. Or when we are in the dating scene and, you know, we used to have those like, oh, you should have the butterfly, like, you know, or in your stomach, or you need to have, you know, the tickling. Nah, man. Nah, that's wrong. I remember a long time ago, I can't remember, a couple of years ago, I've seen a Halsey, the singer, like she had an interview and she said that we used to think that when you have a butterfly feeling with someone, that means that they're the right person. And then her mom told her, like, when you meet the person or you meet someone that you should be with, you wouldn't be having those butterfly feelings. You wouldn't have that nausea. You won't feel a bit of anxiousness. You won't feel nothing. You'll feel comfortable. You'll feel at ease. So that butterfly feeling that you have, or that tickling in the stomach, it's not a good sign. It's not something that you should be like, ooh, yeah, this is the right person. Let's go. No, it's not. So I'll dive in deeper into why it is. But I want to explain also because most of the people, why they don't really go on like gut feeling, because they think that are just so random and they are just like out of the blue, as I said earlier, or just like out of like just so vague, like what's causing, where is it coming from? But the thing is, they are not actually random. They are not random at all. I was surprised, actually, because for me, too, I had to do a little bit of research to know what, like, the cause of the gut feeling, where they come from, the explanation, why should we trust them in the first place, or we shouldn't. But let me tell you, they're not random. And the source of your gut feeling is not even your gut. It's not even your stomach. That's not what, like, the source of that tickling or that nauseousness or the anxiety that you have, or none of it. It's not the source. So basically what I found, or through my research to some reading that I've done, is your brain subconsciously has this literally like a library of memories and experiences that you had. Literally everything that you now you will think that you totally forgot about or you have no collection of. But your brain has everything collected, processed about, even including not just the act and not the situation, even the ticks, the literal details. It is already stored. It's already, how can I say, archived. Everything is archived. Everything. So basically, our gut feeling, or when we have that, it's literally like, it's a prediction based on experience. And I will speak firsthand from my own gut feeling. And when it comes to meeting people, and by the way, gut feeling differs from one person to another because we haven't experienced the same stuff. We grew up in different environment. We have different upbringings and just a whole different life. So your gut feeling is not the same as mine. Maybe I will clock someone as a bad person and you wouldn't be able to. I can clock someone as being anxious around me and you wouldn't be able to. And I can see that this person, I don't know, is harmful or like he's plotting something against you, but you wouldn't. It's not that me I'm right and you're wrong, but it's just my experiences, my memories, what I've lived, actually allowed me to come to that conclusion and that prediction. But you didn't have enough experience or you didn't have enough memories that actually allows you to conclude that. But there is no right and wrong. It's just based on what I've lived and what I've experienced. So basically, for example, growing up in my household and with my dad, for example, whenever he used to come back, for example, from a meeting and he's so mad and he brought it to the house and he's yelling and all of that. As you grow, you start to see the signs of the anger. You start to see the signs of stress. You start to see the signs of him about to explode or about to throw his tantrum from a mile away before it actually happens. Because your brain already already was collecting his face features, his way of his movement, the way he speaks, the way he looks, the way that he walks. That will tell you how your dad is feeling that day. So sometimes I used to have already the gut feeling, like when he's walking out the door, and then maybe just the way that he opens the garage or the way that he opens the door, just from the door to maybe out my room, I will know how my dad, like, what is the mood of the day, you know what I mean? I already know, like, he's happy. No, he's not. Maybe he's very angry now. Maybe he's not as angry. It depends. So that's just like a very small example of how your brain kind of get trained very fast. And mostly, like, actually when I was researching this, I'm sorry, I'm going to go out of topic for a second, but I'll go back. It's just like machine learning. So literally machine learning in computer engineering or scientific is just like a machine, like it's a computer that you just keep giving different cases just so it can widen its knowledge. And then next time when you give her a problem, it will know exactly how it's going to solve it. And I felt like a gut feeling, it literally works that way. As you are more exposed to situations and you are more exposed to certain environments, your brain is absorbing those stuff and actually training it to predict better and know better next time. And apparently give you that gut feeling that you'll be like, yes, I feel something is wrong. I feel something is off. So there is that. So I have friends that they were like, I don't really know why you're saying this, but I can't really see it. And it just comes so hard for you to be explaining your gut feeling to someone else. That's why most of us, we just kind of ignore it and we don't follow it and be like, you know what? Let me just follow reason with this one and see how it's going to come out. And then, believe me, from experience, it has never worked out very well. So you always find out like, oh, I should have just followed my gut feeling in the first place. But yeah, so basically why I wanted to do this episode about gut feeling and following your gut is from my last experience in dating. I met this guy and I was like, exactly as I'm going to say it right now, unconsciously I found myself saying it. For some reason, I knew that me and him's not going to work out, and I already had a feeling that we're not a good match and something just did not click. But my dumb ass, I mean, I'm not going to say my dumb ass, but me trying to be like, you know what, we'll see how it's going to go. Let me give this person a chance. And I want to see like a concrete reason. Oh Lord, I want to see actually something, you know, that's going to be like, this is why we can't work out. So already from the beginning, we didn't click. I tried to give myself excuses, reasons, justifications for why maybe I should give this person a chance. And then apparently when you're looking for justifications and excuses, you will end up finding some. And I did. And while we were dating or getting to know each other, I was like literally putting or giving myself an excuse for why things are not working out. And I'll be like, maybe this is not working, maybe because I still have like maybe a bit of trauma from my past relationship. Maybe I should do better. Maybe, you know, I should put myself out there. I should try new stuff. I should be, you know, if I want it to work, I should put on the work, blah, 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 and all that. Not rubbish. It is good. But when you already are not comfortable or you're already feeling something is off, you should just fucking exit the premises. There is no excuses to give. There is nothing to just like, what the hell are you trying to... It will start feeling like forced. Well, it did feel forced for me at some point. So yeah. And then I went on until I got really tired, and then I just stopped for a minute and I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. So I was just like, I was like, well, you know what? I'm done with the person. And I gave myself like, I think a week to think it through, I guess. And then when I got back, the person was like, yeah, sorry, I never gonna do that again. I promise if I mess up one more time, then you can actually, like, you know, leave forever. And then I don't think I've ever felt like my guts, like my guts were giving me all kind of signs. But I was just like ignoring it, and I wasn't comfortable for almost the whole relationship, obviously. And well, I'm not gonna call it a relationship. It's like, well, we're just dating, we're just getting to know each other, so it's not really a relationship since it didn't last like up to like 3 months, I guess. I can't remember, but yeah. So I end up heartbroken and feeling sorry for myself, and because I really tried to convince myself that I should just try to make it work and I shouldn't just give up on it. Like, I gave up on every other relationship. Even though that I didn't really give up on any other relationship, but when you're done, you're done. When you had enough, you had enough. When you're no longer comfortable, you're no longer comfortable. When you just leave. But the sad part is when I ended that relationship, and then I sat down with myself and I just had to do a lot of thinking and realize, like, where did I go wrong? I was like, why the hell didn't I just follow my guts? When I had that instinct, when I had that anxiety, when I had, actually at some point, I think we were having a conversation, I was even really so anxious that I was like almost vibrating as I was sitting there, like I was really like trembling. why the hell didn't I just leave? Why didn't see that as, you know, a sign for me to leave, for me to just like let go of that person or whatever the hell I actually build in my head of what the relationship might be. So I won't say I learned my lesson, and now, honestly, with everything I do in life, with every person I meet in life, if I'm not really feeling comfortable with you, if it doesn't feel at ease, if it doesn't feel comfortable, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to entertain no one. I'm not allowing anyone in my life, anything in my life that is not, it just doesn't seem right. When I say it doesn't seem right, it just doesn't feel right. And it's not, when I'm not telling you, oh, you should actually put your reason and logic to D&D and then just follow your feelings. That's not what I'm saying. But there are certain things that, certain times when you feel that gut feeling, sit down. You know, sit with it and think it and be like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I having this butterflies, this nausea, this, all this, why? And then believe me, when you will actually sit down and actually think about it, you're going to come to a conclusion, or you're going to come to a reason then. You'll be like, Lord, I actually don't feel comfortable with this guy because maybe he reminds me of something that happened before. You see the signs of something that you've lived with someone else or that you experienced with someone else. And then you'll be like, yeah. But I'm not saying that maybe when you get a job offer and you're feeling anxious and you're feeling nauseous that you should turn it down. That's not what I'm talking about. There are certain situations where gut feeling is just not going to work, that you have to accompany it. You have to attach with it some reason, some good arguments, some good logic, and be like, now you can make a decision. But I feel for personal stuff, for when it comes to people, when it comes to behavior, when it comes to relationships, friendship, any kind of ship it is, your gut feeling should be 100% trusted. And we shouldn't be doubting our gut feeling anymore, because there are a lot of things that we missed out on just because we didn't follow our guts, or we're like, oh, well, you know, I don't think it's right. It doesn't seem right. Right. Your facts kind of overshadow your gut feeling. But yeah, I mean, I'm just literally, this podcast is going to be very brief, but mainly my advice is please follow your guts. Now that you know, now that you know where it's coming from. And actually, I just remembered now that when I was reading a paper, it says that our gut is the organ that has more than millions of, like nerves. Like, the nerve system in our gut is humongous. So it's the biggest I'm sorry if I'm just smashing this word, but like, it's really the huge neural system that we have, like the organ that has the huge like amount of nerves. So it only makes sense to follow it, I guess. So if you can explain it, not everything can be explained. That's something that I think also has to do with fate. Not everything that happens has to be explained. So when you have some gut, like when you have your gut feeling, if you can't explain it, doesn't mean that you shouldn't follow it. And again, especially when it comes to dating, because I know how we get invested, how we start building scenarios, how we start building houses and and a whole fucking dream that comes with talking to that person. So if it doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel right. You don't have to fucking force it, and you don't have to make yourself believe otherwise. Just do what's best for you, which is like, you want to feel at ease. Why the hell will you be keeping yourself while you're feeling butterflies? And believe me, that butterflies crap has done a lot of damage to a lot of girls, because they'll be like, yeah, I got butterflies. It makes me feel, you know, tingly and all of that. But no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't feel that way at all. You should feel at peace. You should feel normal. You should feel like you've known that person and you can trust them and everything. So that's pretty much all I have to say today. And it feels special to be talking about this episode from my small room back home. So, yeah. I hope to see you soon, or you hear from me soon. Take care. Bye.